You're probably aware of horse, dog, and child whispering. But what about the ones in your own mind? Over the years, as a therapist, it has become clear that the happiest and most successful people are those who have and pay attention to the positive whispers. By slightly shifting your thought processes, you can make amazing changes in yourself with just the mutterings and murmurings of your mind. It is not about pretending to be happy and jolly and acting fake. It is merely about refusing to give away your power to negativity. If you're awakening your psychic abilities and intuition, if you're making changes to your life, or if you just want to feel more fulfilled, it is important to flick your inner switch to the positive. Your thoughts, the ones that are responsible for your whispers, start and end with you. However, I feel I want to do some do-do-do music. Again, however, your surroundings and the people you spend time with affect you and your whispers. People who drain you are not supporting, encouraging, or motivating, but those who always make you feel happy and upbeat are. We sometimes have a dialogue going on in our mind. It may be telling us what we should or shouldn't be doing, how we can or can't manage, or even why we must or mustn't be doing something. And negativity in any form feeds on itself and grows more and more powerful as it does. Positivity also grows with a little encouragement, but sometimes it can be elusive if those doubts and fears are present and niggle, 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 poke, poke, poke. Are thoughts the same as whispers? I don't think they are. Negative thoughts tend to be like doubts, when we don't quite believe in our abilities or ourselves. From these, we can get tension in our body, or the feeling of sadness, low self-worth, or sense of lack. Whispers tend to come on, and the more you try to ignore them, the louder and more insistent they become. The negative ones are can't, don't, shouldn't, best not. Why? As if. You're joking. Get real. You won't work. They'd all laugh. Don't put yourself through it. It'll end badly. What are you thinking? Do you have anything to add? Positive ones are do it. Yes, you can. You will. You are. You know you'll be brilliant, amazing, successful. You're so cool. I can. I am. I will. It's mine. Again, add your own. And then what's going on when one day it's also good and another is rubbish? Why isn't every day and every experience perfect and brilliant? And what about if you decide to do something different? A new career path or a different role? One day it'll be the best idea in the world, but on another it will make you sick with nerves of doubt. All because of what happens in your mind. On the good days, your self-esteem is high, your confidence is untouchable, your self-belief is on top form. On a bad day, your mind whispered, and it wasn't good. We can all receive praise repeatedly, but still dismiss it, believing we know differently or better, and our inner whispers confirm that. Without fail. The important lesson here is that people with the magnificent inner power get it from themselves. You can't buy it, you can't get a pill for it. It might take a bit of practice, but like any habit, it is attainable by everyone. Have you ever tried to change something? Maybe giving up smoking or getting over a phobia. What happens? Maybe not a lot, because if your mind whispers you can't, you don't. How do you recognize then what your mind is up to? It might be that little voice, or perhaps that not so little voice, when it really gets carried away with itself. With the voice can come thoughts and feelings and images in your mind. But however they manifest to you, the first thing to realize is that you've created them based on your knowledge and experiences of life. And therefore only you can change them. But please do not think that just because you haven't managed something in the past, it means you can't now. As with a little work and a tweak of your thoughts, you can. The easiest way to either make change and or become positive and successful is to be aware of your own mind whispers. At this point, it's useful to know if the whispers even belong to you. I've worked with clients who tell me they can't do a particular thing because they can hear their mother, father, teacher, or someone else telling them so. One woman I worked with wasn't able to create a positive business plan because of her grandma. She heard her in her mind, and the whispers were, "Girls get married and have babies, the men do the work, the men go out and do the work, the women stay at home, bring up the babies." My client was in her late 30s and her grandma had been dead for 20 years. So if we are reacting to whispers, we must at least make sure they are ours and not let anyone else affect what we do or don't do. The other thing that can happen is that someone else's thoughts and opinions nip in before you even have chance to react or act on something. As in, you share with a friend and their opinions or even their face will squash your excitement, make you have self-doubt. And then finally, there are those imagined whispers where you decide on the outcome of an event. The classic one is not sending off a manuscript to a potential publisher or not applying for a particular job because you've already heard a no thanks in your mind. I think then there are three types of whispers: yours, someone else's, and those that are imagined. The way to identify what is happening within you is to listen, observe, and notice what is going on in your mind. Are you a bundle of positivity full of self-praise? Are you too nervous to say yes to yourself because there's a little whisper nagging you saying, "Don't get ideas above your station"? In your world, is self-praise indulgent? Really identify where your head is at and what those whisperings do. If they're not on top form, encouraging, guiding, and wishing you all the best, it is time to take action. If you're having a hard time of feelings, as you notice the whispers, check what happens in your body, because usually the whispers are about or related to that area of your body represented by it. And begin to notice where the feelings are the strongest. It might be that you feel a tension or a tightness with the whisper and the thoughts. As a very rough and general guide, if you're in a negative mood and if the feeling is in the base of your body, the very lower part of your body and legs, it can relate to instability. In your sacral area, it can relate to sexuality. In your solar plexus, it can relate to feeling wobbly in yourself, or the feeling of being under attack. If it is in your heart, it can relate to love and self-worth. If it's in your throat, it can relate to word swallowing, not speaking out. In your forehead or crown of your head, as in form of headaches or tightness, it can relate to ignoring your intuition and accepting negativity as normal. By using hypnotic meditative techniques to tune in, you clear, unblock, and release anything you no longer need, and replace those whispers with those of success. One of the earliest known and used methods of creating inner success was started at the turn of the 20th century by the pharmacist and psychologist Emile Coué, who taught people to use affirmations and repeat, "Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better, morning and night." Think about what affirmations do. They form loops in your mind and play over and over. Ensure your positives aren't negatives in disguise. An example of this is, "I won't be miserable anymore." Should be, "I am happy." As you tune into yourself, you will become aware of things you repeat. Can maybe be hard and stressful to try to acknowledge your negativity, but it'll be worth it. If it has been there a long time, it is like changing any other habit. All habits can be changed to useful ones with a bit of practice. And when there is a powerful emotional response, that in turn equals a good payoff. Here is an example. If your whispers remind you several times a day how confident you are when speaking to new people, before long you'll be able to stand in front of an audience sharing your knowledge. After you've become aware of what's happening in you, you can, if you wish, start new and fresh. When you're ready, you can then release any and all anxieties and tensions, acknowledge how clever you are, and let in the positive. Smile to yourself and revel in the feeling. When you practice being positive and encourage yourself to live a life of abundance, your subconscious mind will ensure your whispers work with you and for you. Every time negativity or doubt creeps in, whether from yourself or someone else, spend a moment acknowledging it and then rephrase it in the positive. Hear your mind say, "I can, I will, I am." Say it to yourself daily, the moment you wake up. And repeat something like, "I am successful, healthy, happy in my mind, body, and spirit." And keep saying this or something similar till it becomes the loop that constantly plays in your mind. I hope you've enjoyed my whispers. Please remember, yours will always win. Make them the best for you. Thanks for listening. Till next time.